The story of Frederick Weyerhaeuser. The American lumber king was born in 1834, and when 18 years of age, left the village of Niedersolheim in southern Germany and emigrated to America. Settling first in Erie County, Pennsylvania, he moved 4 years later to Rock Island, Illinois, where he went to work in a sawmill. There he met another young German, F.A.C. Denkum. Both possessing the same fine traits of honesty, thrift, and industry, the two soon became fast friends. So impressed was the mill owner with the capability of Weyerhaeuser that in 6 months he put him in charge of the mill.
I tell you, Fred Weyerhaeuser, this mill's a different place since you were made superintendent. You get more work out of the men and more lumber out of the logs. I heard the big boss say that you'd increase the output over 10%.
So? That's fine. And I'll do better yet. Maybe I own this mill someday.
You, Fritz? Well, how?
I know the owner is willing to sell, so I'm saving up my money. And someday, perhaps, Franz, maybe we buy it together, eh?
Say, Fritz, there isn't a man in the world I'd rather have for a partner.
Then it is a bargain.
Sam, help me over these logs.
Oh, allow me, Fräulein.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Elizabeth, what are you doing here at the mill?
You forgot your lunch, so I brought it down to you.
Well, now, that deserves a kiss, my dear sister. So. Oh, say, look at that fool over there. Hey, you! That's no way to fasten a clamp on a log. Here, wait a minute, I'll show you.
Be careful, Franz. They slack off that line there.
Franz, look out! The clamp, it's slipping.
Oh, he's fallen in.
Oh, God in heaven, come on.
Oh, he'll be crushed to death.
Hey, you! Give me that cant hook. I'll force those logs apart. Hang on, Franz. I'm coming.
Are you hurt?
No. No, I'm all right, but I'm jammed in here. These logs are squeezing the breath out of me.
Yeah, well, hang on. There. That's it. A little more. So now. Can you get free now?
Pull the logs apart.
Yeah, but hurry.
I'll help you.
Oh, no. Don't come out here.
Here, Franz. Take my hand. Now. There you are.
Oh, God bless you, Elizabeth. Oh, that was a close call.
Oh, I didn't do anything. It was Mr. Weyerhaeuser.
Oh, it was nothing. I couldn't let my partner be killed. Eh, Franz?
Oh, no. He and I are going to be partners.
Months later, Fritz and Elizabeth were married. The same year, another romance culminated in the marriage of Franz Denkum with Weyerhaeuser's sister, and so the two friends were bound together by even closer ties. It was not long before they had saved enough to carry out their plans to purchase the mill. The partnership flourished. They enlarged the plant, acquired three more mills. From the first, Weyerhaeuser was the outside man. He made long trips through the great pine forests of Wisconsin, buying timber, and at the same time building up an association of lumbermen.
I tell you, Jackson, if you continue to sell timber at that price, in time you will be bankrupt.
But I've got to meet competition, Mr. Weyerhaeuser.
Fair competition, yeah. That's the life of trade. But cutthroat competition will not only mean your ruin, but the ruin of the whole lumber business.
Excuse me, Mr. Jackson.
Well, what is it, Swenson?
Mr. Jackson, six more men quit this morning.
Six more? That's bad.
Lumber yaks, yous won't work for wages. We pay them. Plenty come here looking for a job, and just as soon they get wrinkles out of their bellies, pack their blankets, and off they go.
Well, I can't afford to pay any higher wages.
And they might use so well quit, too. Cannot get out people without loggers.
See what I'm up against? Their wages are too small. No one knows it better than I do.
Then why don't you raise wages?
The prices I'm getting for timber, my margin of profit is so small that I doubt if I'll come out on the right side of the ledger.
Then, if you got better prices, you would pay better wages?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Then, Jackson, you'll have to raise your prices.
Throughout the far-flung timber country of the Great Northwest, Weyerhaeuser carried his doctrine of cooperation. In time, this organization, bound by gentlemen's agreements, came to be known as the Weyerhaeuser Syndicate, composed of over 100 partners. He became director and practical managing head of scores of companies, and though his relations with his workmen were usually harmonious, It was inevitable that in some plants discord should arise, fomented for the most part by the IWW and kindred organizations.
I don't know what's got into a man like Mr. Weyerhaeuser. I believe some radical labor agitator is at work.
Has there been any sabotage?
When machinery suddenly falls to pieces without any apparent cause, then securely chained logs become loosened and go down the list. Pull out that log! Now you see, Mr. Weyerhaeuser, an iron spike has been driven in. Wasn't noticed till the saw struck it. Now, who drove that spike in that log? Well, somebody did it.
Well, there's only one thing to do, Parker. We will have to hire a man to mix with the workmen and find out who's doing these things.
See, did you hear that, Joe? They're going to put labor spies in the mill. Boy, you'll have to watch your step.
If any skunk squeal on me, he'd be sorry. Listen, Hellman. Now our chance. While they all busy chewing rag about that spike.
Hmm? What do you mean?
I got a can of gasoline. You gather some shaving and dry wood and stack it up against wall on the other side of office.
Now, listen, Joe. I don't like this business.
So do what I say or else. Come on. All right. Now, pile the dry wood up here. Now I pour over this gasoline. Huh? So, put the match...
Now, listen, Joe. I don't want to get mixed up in this thing.
Now, beat it before anyone sees us.
How do you suppose this started, Parker?
Well, I've got a good idea.
John! My God! My kid is in there!
Oh, shit! He brought my lunch! He must have fallen asleep!
Stop him, man! Stop him!
The fire is out. It was a hard fight, but we saved most of the mill. And for your work, I'm going to give every man a $10 bonus.
Hey!
Now, this fire was started on purpose. We have found the empty gasoline can. I want to know who did it.
How do you...
Through this man, you have all lost your possessions in the bunkhouse. And through him, you will maybe all lose your jobs here. Because I will not have men working for me that I can't trust and depend on. And worst of all, this man has caused the death of a helpless, innocent little child. Would you men protect such a murderer?
Well, no. I'll tell you who it was. It was Joe Matowski.
It's a lie.
Now, you fellows know the line of talk he's been handing out about mills and factories belonging to the workers and down with capitalism and all that stuff. Well, he's the guy that unscrewed the bolts in the machinery and drove all them spikes into the logs. Yeah, and he set fire to the office, too. I know because
you
I have to
call. Squealer!
Stop it, I say. There will be no stringing up here.
What?
Lock him up into the storeroom, and we'll turn him over to the sheriff.
All right, come on, you.
My poor boy. How is it with you?
Well, I'm done for, I guess. I don't care. I don't want to live with that poor little kid screaming, ringing in my ears. Maybe now I won't hear him no more.
Such were the conditions throughout the lumber industry which Weyerhaeuser had to combat, but which he eventually brought under control. Weyerhaeuser was a man of simple habits. Although he became exceedingly wealthy, he never cared for social activities. But there was one occasion in 1907, a double celebration, the christening of his grandson and namesake, Frederick, and his own golden wedding anniversary.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the privilege of joining in the celebration of the anniversary of a wedding that took place 50 years ago between my friend, Frederick Weyerhaeuser Sr., and my dear sister. Now, you all know how difficult it is to persuade Fred Wirehouse to join in any social function.
Ach, I got no time for such foolishness.
And so, at this time...
I must make a speech.
So, at this time, we pay tribute to the man who has built up and consolidated one of the greatest industries in the entire world.
Now, that's enough, Tenkum. These folks come here to have a good time, not to hear you make speeches.
Well, then how about you making a speech?
Me? Oh, now, Mama, you know I can't make speeches. The only thing I know is lumber. Sha un men. I think that is why I have succeeded. Because I know lumber un men. Because I have worked hard. And because I was honest. You have often heard it said that no man could make $1 million honestly. Well, here is one. Now, I want to pay tribute to one who for 50 years has been by my side, whose help and sympathy and love has meant more to me than anything else in the world. To my little sweetheart, Elizabeth.
So, surrounded by his family and friends, with his beloved wife by his side, let us leave this man who, by his rugged honesty, sturdy thrift, tireless effort, and dependable trustworthiness, won a place for himself unique in the American business world. Frederick Wirehauser, Captain of Industry.